What's in a name? I wonder if you've ever thought of your own name. What does it mean? I wonder how your parents chose your particular name. Maybe it was after an auntie or an uncle or some relative in your family tree. I'm sure your parents thought about it. The Lord Jesus' name was chosen 800 years before he was born. They shall call his name. We've had that read a couple of times. They shall call. It was a command. The name of this promised child, 800 years in the future, was to be called Jesus, Emmanuel. How extraordinary. Your parents may have chosen your name because they liked the sound of it. Did it pass the playground test? You know, when you go to school and the children start to laugh because the name that you've been given by your parents that didn't think very carefully is a laughable name. I hope that hasn't happened to you. When you choose the names of children, we try to choose them carefully. What does it mean? In America, they seem to get very lazy, don't they? They give the same name to boys as their parents. John Wayne the Third. Well, the Lord Jesus' name. Thou shalt call his name. Mary and Joseph, they had no choice. The name was given to him. They had to obey. This was such a surprise. It was so unexpected. Jesus would be his name, for he shall save his people from their sins. This child would be born, and the main purpose of his life was to be the Savior. The great sin problem of the world, and we see so much of that in the day and age that we live in. We see it all around us in our own hearts, in our families. We see it in government. We see it on the football pitch. We see sin, that problem that we have, that we don't keep the rules. Rules are made, and they're not kept, even by those that should know better. And the Lord Jesus came because he shall save, rescue, deliver. He gives us the possibility of new life because the Lord Jesus came to be the Savior. No wonder his name was already chosen. It was given because the plan that the Lord Jesus should come from heaven, God became man, was set from the time that men and women first sinned. It was a promise. Everything about his coming was the fulfillment of a promise. Why do we have so many readings tonight? I hope you didn't find them tedious. The readings are to show that that history of prophecy and prediction in very, very specific detail has all been fulfilled. This is wonderful. The Lord Jesus coming to be the Savior, to deal with the world's great sin problem, our great sin problem, my sin problem. Well, in the lives of all of us, we can see it. We find it easier to see it in other people's lives than we do in our own. We like to overlook our own problems. And we like to point the fingers at those who should know better. But if we're honest, we all have that problem. The Lord Jesus has come to rescue us, to save us. Do you know this child? He didn't have one name. How many names do you have? Some of us have two, maybe three. Some of us have names that we would rather not mention. I have one beginning with Q. Why did my parents think of that? But the Lord Jesus had 198 names. You can draw a list. They each have a meaning. They have a purpose. They tell us something about him, his character. My names don't reflect me. Sure, your names don't reflect you. But 198 names? That's not the names of God the Father or God the Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. This is just the names of the Son. Well, we read of some of the names. What's in a name? If I mention three names from history, for those of you who are old enough, it will trigger some thoughts. Pele. What does that conjure up in your mind? Skillful Brazilian football player. One name. Four letters, I think it is. Hitler. I don't have to say any more. What's in a name? Churchill. We all think of characteristics. But all of the names of the Lord Jesus tell us something. Here's five more. We've heard of Jesus because he was a savior of our sins. We've heard of Emmanuel because God from heaven is with us. But here's five more. Wonderful. Full of wonder. Full of creating. Life-giving. Death-defeating power. Wonderful. Counselor. Sometimes those two names go together. Wonderful Counselor. The one that can advise and give wisdom. Can tell us how to live. Can deal with all the problems of life. Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God. It literally means the Hero God. The God who would rescue his people. He would be not a superhero, but a hero that would rescue all that call for him and ask him for forgiveness. The Everlasting Father. We have fathers, all of us. But most of us, the fathers don't last as long as we do. But this Father, the Lord Jesus, is a Father eternally. He'll take us through life, through death, and through all eternity. And then the final one, the Prince of Peace, the one who is the giver of peace, the one who understands how to make peace with us. Even when we're enemies with God, he comes and finds us. And he offers peace to all who will have him. And the terms of peace are that we surrender. And we turn away from our sin. And we look to him, the Prince of Peace. What's in a name? His name shall be called Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. When you think of his names, each one deeply, deeply significant, we need to think carefully about them. We need to respect them. We need to learn from them. We need to love them. And we need to know the one, not just a baby, not just the tinsel and all the human made-up trappings that come at this time of year, but what it means for the Lord Jesus to come from heaven. So that we can go to heaven. Not everyone. What did he say? He shall save his people. All who ask him. All who ask for forgiveness. All who surrender